The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 through 10. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things through him, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited and more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? Or again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Joseph. The good news according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. As is true for some of you, if I were to be very honest, Christmas for me not only evokes joy, there's also some darkness. there's a tinge of melancholy that accompanies Christmas. Here's why. Christmas time is always associated with memories of family and friends and moments of happiness. But time marches on, and things change. And many of the people I associate most closely with the joy of Christmas are gone. Loved ones die. Marriages fall apart. Children grow up. We long for permanence and stability, but everything changes. And at Christmas time, that reality is more stark than ever, it seems. That's why this section of Scripture from the first chapter of the Gospel of John offers us so much genuine comfort. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I'm going to tell a personal Christmas story that I've told before. Many Christmases ago, my parents were going through a divorce after 25 years of marriage and 6 kids. I'd just graduated from college and had arranged to rent a duplex near campus with a buddy. And my friend suddenly landed a job out of state. So instead of my buddy, my dad moved in with me. This was an extremely difficult time for both of us. We were both grieving the loss of how things used to be. And when Christmas rolled around, it was even more painful. Neither of us had talked much about, and neither of us had done anything about, decorating our place for Christmas. I guess neither of us were in the mood. Until Christmas Eve. That's when my dad decided we needed a Christmas tree. Instead of finding one in our immediate neighborhood, my dad wanted to drive to the area where we used to live, the area where I'd grown up. I didn't understand at the time, but now I realize that he was trying to recapture the past, a happier time. We left our house around 6 p.m. Christmas Eve, and by the time we got to our old neighborhood, it was close to 7. There were plenty of Christmas tree lots, but it was late on Christmas Eve, and most of them were closed. We did find one place that was open, though, and the pickings were pretty slim. The tree we bought, we didn't so much pick out. It was more like we got stuck with the last tree, last one available. A very sad-looking little Christmas tree that looked like the Christmas tree on the Charlie Brown Christmas special years ago. As we were leaving, I noticed across the parking lot from the Christmas tree stand there was a Dairy Queen. It was closed, of course. It was after 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve. But I noticed it, and I stared across the parking lot and realized that was the same Dairy Queen that our Little League coach, Mr. Janicki, used to take us to after every game, win or lose. He'd buy every kid a Dilly Bar. I loved Dilly Bars. That was a long, long time ago, it seemed. A much happier time. And things had changed. Things always change. Especially, it seems, the things you had thought would never change. God understands and gives hope to us who grieve at Christmas. And here's how he gives us hope. On Christmas morning, God entered our world as a human being, and he experienced what we experience. He laughed and wept. Along with joy, he coped with crushing grief and bitter disappointment. He loved, and yet he was hated. He forgave, and yet he himself was condemned. He was in all ways trustworthy, and yet he was betrayed. He was God, and yet somehow, some way, also a man. He was God incarnate. And because he experienced what you and I experience, saw what you and I have seen, and felt what you and I have felt, he's the light that shines in our darkness, even our most bitter, coldest, and darkest darkness. When you pray, it's to a God who suffered as you have suffered, mourned as you have mourned, who has wished that things were different, just as you have wished. He has empathy for you. That means you're not graded on how weak or strong your faith is, or how sincere or insincere your repentance is. Because Jesus didn't come into this world and die on a cross to atone for your sins only if you believe enough or repent enough or show yourself holy enough. The truth is that you and I will never be enough. We'll always fall short. That's why, out of compassion for you, Jesus has done enough for you, for you and me. God has promised to never leave you or forsake you, has promised to make all things new, and has promised that all things, even and especially the rotten things in life, will work together for your good somehow. Emmanuel, God who is with us, has forgiven you, redeemed you, and reconciled you to himself. This Christmas, when change overwhelms you, find peace in this. Even when everything else changes, Jesus Christ stays the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. You are his, and you are forgiven and loved by him. Today and always. Christ is born. Merry Christmas. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the unspeakable gift of Christ given to us this Christmas morning. Lord, help us to recognize the depth of our own sinfulness and the magnitude of the forgiveness and compassion and reconciliation that is ours through Jesus. We ask this in his name. Amen.